Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia from the Tasty Cake Studios and Odyssey Station.
All right, welcome back. Remember, tomorrow morning we're on site, CL City, New Jersey, with Jason Kelce. We will be honoring him all day, Alan. We'll be talking a lot of Eagles tomorrow morning, even though the Phillies are playing tonight. But right now, I'm ready to make this statement. This is a rash statement. It's about time somebody said this. A lot of people are in the sports radio talk show game. Number one, in my estimation, doing the finest job in all of America. Is at 92.9 The Game. Also works at CBS Sports Radio. Number one, the best sports talk show host in America, is our friend Carl Dukes. Hi, Carl.
Good morning, Angelo, Al, and Rhea. Good morning, Philly.
You're number one, Carl. We love you. In fact, all we do now is try to come up with excuses to book you.
Well, I love it. You know what? You guys boost my ego. It makes me feel good. And to be quite honest, you are telling the truth. So go ahead.
All right, good. Carl, here's the thing. So we got, you know, on Saturday night, Bryce Harper took a 97-mile-an-hour fastball from Blake Snell right on the thumb, broke it. He's out indefinitely. And right away, the GM came out. He said, nobody should panic. This happened in Atlanta last year with Ronald Acuna, and then they won the championship. Do you see a very serious similarity in the two cases?
How can I answer this, Angelo? No. Let me tell you what the Braves did last year to get to the World Series. Alex Anthopoulos, the general manager, pulled off one of the most miraculous trades, a variety of trades, to bring in veteran guys. They brought in Eddie Rosario. Nobody wanted Eddie Rosario. They brought in Jorge Soler. Nobody wanted Jorge Soler. They brought in guys that could flat out hit. Jock Peterson, who brought his pearls to Atlanta and ultimately got his ring here this last week, along with crying Freddie Freeman. Here's the deal. He made multiple moves to make the team better. In the process, about three or four guys gave you production to get you to the World Series without Ronald Acuna. That doesn't happen overnight. You better go get the right guys, and you better make sure that they can produce. All those guys produced for the Braves last year, which is why they were able to win the World Series. The only similarity is that Harper's a star, Acuna's a star, and right now Harper's out. How does Dombrowski fill the void with him being out?
All right, this is perfect, because what you're telling me is he put the pressure on himself. He said Atlanta did it. Well, Atlanta did it because their GM stepped up and made big moves. And you don't wait till August, right, Carl? You don't have them out the whole Harper's not here in July. I need some players now. Don't you make your moves now?
Angelo, this thing may get away from the Phillies. They're eight back right now, three back of the Braves. All of a sudden, let's just say, and they've been great, 18 of 24 they've won here over the last few weeks. But the fact is, if you're 10 or 11 or 15 out, by the time, you know, you're trying to make moves, it's too late. He's going to have to do something pretty quickly here, just like Alex Anthopoulos had a plan last year. He was absolutely incredible in the moves he made and bringing in the right guys.
Beautiful. Now, Carl, I want to have a little man talk here, because I know that you are a manly type. Here's what goes on. So this Blake Snell, who you know is a punk, all right? He is a horse's ass. So this guy does this, and then all the Phillies, Harper's first reaction is to get real angry at Snell for doing this. Nobody moves an inch in the Phillies dugout to get up and defend the star player. Meanwhile, you saw that brawl with the L.A. and Seattle, right? Don't you have to get up and defend a guy when a guy has just ruined your season?
I don't understand this, Angelo. It's happened with the Braves numerous times with Ronald Acuna, who's been hit by various teams, specifically the Marlins, and nobody's running out the dugout. The only guy that has come out of the dugout is the oldest guy in the dugout, and that's Brian Snicker. I'm screaming, what are these guys doing? You got to protect your players, and I don't understand it. I don't know if it's a generational thing. I don't know if guys are not as tough as they used to be. I have no idea. But as soon as Bryce Harper was injured, the Phillies should have let everybody know that's not going to be tolerated. It's a shame, to be quite honest with you.
All right, did the Braves see the Phillies as any sort of a threat, or are they just focused on the Mets?
Well, I think they think they still believe they're the best team in this division. Yeah. They know the Phillies are a really good team, but I don't think they look at the Phillies like that. The Phillies don't have the starting pitching the Braves do. Charlie Morton's going tonight. His last four outings, he struck out 25, I think, in 25 or 30 innings. He's been back to Charlie Morton. Strider, this young kid that throws a lot of heat, is pitching well. Should have won on Sunday night on ESPN Sunday Night Baseball against the Dodgers. He ends up losing because the Braves don't know how to handle, you know, late innings. The fact is, Kyle Wright, Freed, the starters are much better for the Braves than they are for the Phillies. And therefore, I don't think they fear the Phillies the way they do necessarily the Mets and the way the Mets have been playing without their two best pitchers.
All right, Carl, I got to ask you, I brought this up today. I'm having a harder time being a sports fan than I ever have before.
Why
and
that?
One of the reasons, well, it all started when the White Sox announced over the weekend that five of their star players will no longer be required to run hard. Because they didn't, he's laughing. Tony La Russa said this, that they have named the five players, and they said, we do not want them to run hard to first, even if it costs us a base, because we do not want any of our stars to get hurt. And I went, that's not the game. What are you doing? Is any of this bothering you yet, Carl?
Absolutely. What is going on, Angelo? I mean, baseball is about total effort, run out the play. Even if it's an infield single, potentially, and you know you're going to be out, you run through first base. You don't lollygag around the bases. Here's the deal. You know what else is bothering me, and I got to say this.
Yes. Well,
all this crying in baseball. There's no crying in baseball. It was absolutely ridiculous to see Freddie Freeman come back and cry for 3 days. 3 days. You're talking about guys not running to first base or running out the bases. That's stupid. And then Freddie Freeman comes back and can't stop crying. 3 days. Who cries for three days after leaving a team?
I was leading right to that because he's another guy. All right, so this guy has been a lifelong Brave, and then he signs a deal with the Dodgers because he plays hardball with the Braves, and then he comes back to Atlanta and he's crying like he should have never left. Oh. I don't want to root for a guy like that. That guy's a jackass.
Angelo, he couldn't even do his press conference the first day because he was so emotional. Now, listen, I get it. 12 years, you know, all the pomp and circumstance of his return. But here's the deal. This is Freddie Freeman's fault. He could have took the money the Braves offered and not been in this situation. Instead, he's got his teammates split on how they feel about him being a Dodger. And now he's let the world know, I made a mistake. I should have stayed. Well, we all knew that. You fool. You should have stayed in Atlanta. But instead, you made this decision and your agent blew it. So he comes back to town and he's crying for 3 days. Angelo, I've never seen anything like it.
Well, I want this to be clear right now. Carl Dukes has demonstrated why he's the best in the business. You're 100% right. In Atlanta right now, Carl, who is the most hated sports figure? Like right now here, it's Doc Rivers. We can't take him. All right. Is there somebody in Atlanta people don't like?
Well, see, here's the thing. Yep. Freddie got a nice ovation in his first at bat. He actually got a couple of different ovations because the crowd changed, obviously, on Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
But he obviously said, when I come back in October, if we're playing in the playoffs, no one's going to give me that kind of love. Nobody's going to give me that kind of ovation. I don't think people hate Freddie. They love him for what he did. But I don't know if there's a sports figure that jumps out at you right now that says, this guy has to go. Nate McMillan has work to do with the Hawks. Arthur Smith is too young in his career as the head coach of the Falcons to be disliked that way.
Okay.
And obviously, you know, you talk about the Braves. Well, they're coming off of a World Series. Everybody loves Brian Snicker, and everybody loves the stars and the young star power that we have. There's nobody right now like that, but Freddie got a taste of it because as soon as they gave him the standing O, they started booing him because they know he's now the enemy.
With all due respect, Carl, they're a little softer in Atlanta than they are up here. I can't lie.
No doubt.
Why I think you should probably come up here soon.
Well, you know what, Angelo? Listen, have your people call my people.
Carl, I'm leaving at the end of the year. There's going to be an opening. That's all I'm saying.
What do you mean? Whoa. What do you mean you're leaving?
I'm retired.
You can't go anywhere.
I'm retired.
No,
I'm retired. I'm very tired.
can't go anywhere.
I'm going.
I mean, you're legendary. You can't leave yet.
My wife needs me at home, Carl.
No, she doesn't.
Why does your wife need you at home?
Because exactly. I'm the man of the house. Come on, Carl Dukes. You know how that works. Carl, my people will call your people.
I would love that. And you know what? Yep. I love Philly, and I love talking to you guys. You guys are the best. You know that. This is going to be a great series. I feel bad for Bryce Harper. And by the way, where are the Bryce Harper commercials? This guy's a megastar. Yep. When is MLB going to get behind these guys and start promoting them properly and making sure that the rest of the world knows who to watch and when to watch them?
Dairy Queen.
Yeah, he's got the Dairy Queen.
Perfectly said. You're
he's
right,
got a,
Carl.
He's got a
we
Dairy
need,
Queen commercial?
That's yes. all it is. That's I'm it. Lactose intolerant.
Blizzard.
I don't even enjoy it. Gives me cramps. Carl Dukes, you're the best, brother. Thank you, pal.
Appreciate you, Angelo. Thank
Carl
you, guys.
Dukes. That guy is awesome. Man, he is so full of life and excitement
now. Phillies fans did it for Chase Utley. You know I found it annoying.
This, why would anyone feel compassion for Freddie Freeman? What's he making, $150
million? Uh-huh.
Yeah. He took the money, and now he's crying that he took the money. Whose fault is that?
It's his fault.
Yeah.
Screw Freddie Freeman.
Apparently, it ended up getting less than what Atlanta was offering him
because
at the end of it, right?
Because he got greedy.
Yeah, he pushed it
and
too far.
And then he pushed it too far, and they made a trade, and they brought another guy in to play first base, and they said, screw you.
Yeah, they haven't missed a beat.
I don't blame him. That's the way you do it. Alex Anthopoulos, a good GM.
Yeah, he's very good.
Dombrowski, your turn.
Wake up.
You're up there. Dave, it's your moment right now. Let's go to Jason. Hi, Jason.
Yo, and so I agree with what he's saying, but Acuna got hurt July 10th. It's a similar thing. The Braves were one game under 500 last year at the All-Star break. It's possible they still make moves, but you're not going to see Ohapi traded for Benintendi because they already have MJ Melendez and Salvador Perez, who's two of the best catchers in baseball. One led the league.
All right, hold on. I got other names here. I'm not done. There's other names. I'm not ready to give you Painter. All right, Painter's too much unless I could get Benintendi long term, which I don't think I'm going to be able to get. So I'll take one of my other lesser guys. You probably know these guys better than I do. There's got to be a name. Mick Abel. Mick Abel for Andrew Benintendi. Who says no, Jason?
For a one-year deal, he's a free agent at the end of the year, and those guys are both in high A right now, Angelo. They could be up at the end of the year or even next year. They got to make a move, but it's going to be more along the lines of like what we saw 2 days ago or yesterday with Mercado. It's possible. This lineup can still rake, and the pitching staff isn't as bad as they say it is. It's really not. Look at what the bullpen's doing.
All right, but Mercado stinks. I don't want Mercado. Right? He's just an extra piece, right? And Moniak. Would anyone want Moniak?
No.
I might be ready to get rid of Moniak.
No.
He's not going anywhere. You get two bags of Utch chips.
No,
he's a number one overall pick.
Oh, now you're trying to sell him, are
wait
you?
Wait a minute. Where's that dummy Klentak? Is he in Milwaukee now, Rhea?
I don't know where he is.
Find out where that dumbass is.
Angela.
We'll give Klentak Moniak again. Maybe he'll take him, Jason. How about Moniak? He's the guy that picked him first. He had anybody in the whole draft. He picked him. Let's get him over there with him again.
Awful. Well, you got the kid Derek Hall, who's a first baseman, but you're not going to – they might not even take him because they got rid of Santana and called up Vinny Passman. Who's
all right. You know, I'll tell you one thing, Jason. You know this farm system very well. Could you call Dombrowski and throw a few names at him? We need a move. We need a move this week.
I don't think it's going to be with Kansas City. It's going to be with other teams, man.
All right. Whatever it takes. Whatever it takes. The GM's got to step up. Jason, give me a fat celebrity.
Whoopi Goldberg.
Well, you know what else? They get heavy.
Mm-hmm.
She's heavy. 215-592-9494. Rhea will be the judge. We have five great prizes today. What is the list right now, Rhea?
All right. It is Charles Barkley, Chris Christie, Chris Farley, John Candy, John Goodman, Refrigerator Perry, James Corden, Whoopi, Ben Franklin, John Madden, Kenan Thompson, and Tony Sirigusa.
Jonesy, a question.
Yes.
I noticed in there several Johns and some Chris's.
Yes.
Are those names of people who tend to get fat?
There's just a lot of Johns and Chris's.
All right.
Thank you, Jonesy.
But just to be safe out there, if you got a kid coming, avoid John and Chris. Just, you know.
There's too many Johns and Chris's.
Too many Johns and Chris's,
Kevin,
anyway.
There's way too many Kevins.
Kevin's also potentially fat.
It's awful.
There's a lot of Al's.
What's the name of a skinny person?
Slim.
Slim.
There you go.
Name your kid Slim.
Yeah.
It's the safest bet.
If he's tall, you call him Stretch.
215-592-9494. Who's on the hot seat? That's next. WIP Sports Time 9:17.
Sports Radio 94 WIP 2020 Sports.
Brought to you by Borgata Hotel, Casino, and Spa. Phillies welcome the Atlanta Braves to town for the start of a series tonight. Zach Wheeler against Charlie Morton. 7 p.m. live right here on 94 WIP. Phil's 8 off the Mets, who are atop the division. Braves are 5 off of New York. And, of course, the Phillies facing the reality of being without Bryce Harper in the lineup till possibly the end of August. According to the Inquirer, Scott Lauber, Harper likely needs surgery to repair his fractured thumb, which obviously will lengthen his recovery time. Visit BorgataSports.com for boosted odds specials, daily promotions, in-game betting, and much more. Must be 21 or older. Must be in New Jersey. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. NBC 10 First Alert forecast. Mostly sunny. A high of 81. It's currently 71. To stream 94 WIP, tell your smart speaker to play 94 WIP.
2020 Sports on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
What's up, everybody? Nick Costos here with the Sports Betting Minute, brought to you by BetRiver Sportsbook, Philadelphia's hometown sportsbook. Taking a look at the Pro Football Futures Market regular season MVP, where Buffalo star quarterback is the favorite at plus 600, Kansas City star quarterback and Tampa star quarterback both at plus 800, Green Bay star quarterback, who won the award last year, is at 10-1. Los Angeles in the AFC, their quarterback at 11. Cincinnati star quarterback also at 11-1. Los Angeles in the NFC, the reigning champion, their quarterback at 15-1. Denver's new quarterback, formerly of Seattle, at 15-1. Dallas' star quarterback also at 15-1. The first non-quarterback listed is San Francisco's star wide receiver. He is at 50-1. That's it for this Sports Betting Minute, brought to you by the BetRiver Sportsbook, Philadelphia's hometown sportsbook. I'm Nick Costos. Keep it locked here for more throughout the day. Presented by Rivers Casino Pittsburgh. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Philly 70s.
Staying alive. 80s.
And 90s. Live on Big 98.1.
Awesome.
Stop by anytime. We love new friends. Big 98.1.
Hi, I'm Peter.
I'm Emma.
And our deck is TimberTech.
I'm the practical one in the family.
And I'm the designer. We chose TimberTech because I wanted a great design.
And I wanted low maintenance.
We love our TimberTech deck because it looks just like real wood.
And it's easy to maintain. I don't have to worry about the kids running around.
TimberTech was really the best of both worlds for us.
Visit Home Depot or HomeDepot.com to start your next TimberTech decking project.
The following is a commercial announcement.
There's nothing like hearing...
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Songs you love on local radio with no subscriptions and no monthly fees. But there's a new bill in Congress that could stop the music. If passed, this bill would tax your local radio station simply to play the music you love. text LOCAL to 52886 and ask Congress to support local radio stations. Help us keep you connected to the music, local news, weather, and traffic that you need each day. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-828-5242 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-828-5242. That's 800-828-5242. What do you have to lose? Call 800-828-5242. Again, 800-828-5242.
Want the news without the noise? News Nation is news for all America. Reporting all sides, no spin, and no agendas. Go to newsnationnow.com/join us to find News Nation on your television provider.
Of all the multitudinous manifestations that water can take, in oceans and ice cubes, in glaciers and streams, vapors and rain, double black diamonds, lap swims, and brains. Of all that water, water everywhere, only 0.5% is fresh water available for human use. That's why at Moen, we're innovating to save 1 trillion gallons of water by 2030. Discover Mission Moen at moen.com.
Find the baseball coverage you need on the Odyssey app.
Free in-market play-by-play for your city's team. Odyssey's got it.
Tips to help you make better bets.
We've got them with the BetQL Network.
Official MLB podcasts for every single team.
Got them with Locked On Sports and a lot more.
Get everything you need for baseball season with the biggest in baseball broadcasting on the Odyssey app.
Listen at home, at work, or on the go.
Hey amigos, Becky G here to let you know that if you want it all just like I do, there's a new way to save with Xfinity Internet.
That's right. Now get Xfinity Internet with unlimited data, Wi-Fi equipment included, and a free streaming box with your favorite entertainment. All for just $39.99 a month with a 2-year rate guarantee and no annual contract required. Switching to Xfinity has never been easier. It's risk-free, and you get all the Wi-Fi power your family needs for a house full of connected devices. And with everything you've got going on at home, you deserve internet that can keep up. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store to learn more.
Get an incredible value on unlimited internet and free streaming. Switch today.
Limited time offer. Restrictions apply. Requires paperless billing and auto pay. New Performance Pro internet customers only. Equipment, taxes and fees extra and subject to change. After 24 months, regular rates apply to all services and devices.
It's time to fly, Philly, fly. With fans of Philly.
1, 2, 3.
October 9th, the birds travel to the desert to tackle Arizona. Enjoy airfare, hotel accommodations, and all-inclusive tailgate party and game tickets seated with those that bleed green.
G-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
Because there's no better way to experience a Philly game away than with Fans of Philly. Reserve your tickets now at fansofphilly.com.
All right, welcome back at 924. We want to take a moment here to extend our best wishes to our best pal, John Johnson.
Yeah.
Who had a serious accident. It was wiped off the overnight show for a couple of nights while he rather than try to describe it to you, Ava, you have an actual text message from Johnson on the incident.
I do. So yesterday around 2 o'clock, I got a text message from his wife in the hospital letting me know that acetone had gotten into John's eye. I am helping out Rod Lakin, our brand manager here at WIP, while he's away. So I have to schedule when John is out. John let me know he opened a can of acetone that was pressurized. It shouldn't be. It exploded in his face, filling his left eye. He immediately dunked his head underwater, which prevented any long-term damage. It dried out his eye, causing it to swell like a tomato. It feels like razor blades, he said.
Oh.
He's on a bunch of medication. He couldn't see out of it as of yesterday, but was told that he will heal quickly once it lubricates again.
Wow.
So he just updated me, though. He will not be coming in tonight because the doctor advised him to not drive for another 24 hours.
What's acetone?
Nail polish remover.
It's nail polish remover,
What's he doing with nail polish?
Well, he had apparently somebody in his family must be building models or something.
Ah.
So, I do think he does do those turquoise nails every now and again.
No,
he has tattoos.
No. I need to say something here in support of my friend Johnson.
Yes, please do.
If that were to happen to me, unlikely since I don't deal with compounds in my house,
you would just have
I would never know to stick my head. In a bucket of water.
Sometimes you're not supposed to.
Would you know to do that?
No, Gail might put your head in the bucket of water and hold it down.
No, in all honesty, who would think, Rhea, is that not quick thinking?
Well, yeah, but he's in contracting, so he probably knows about certain things.
Sometimes you're not supposed to do that.
And well, but in the moment, you got to decide if you want to get the acetone off your face.
So in this case with acetone, if it gets in your eyes, it says remove contact lenses. Irrigate the affected eye with lukewarm water for at least 10 to 15 minutes and seek medical attention.
Seek medical attention.
Yeah, now, did you say his eye blew up like a tomato?
It blew up like a tomato. He said it feels like razor blades. So he just left the eye doctor. He just updated me now. Can't drive for another 24 hours. Eye still swollen, burned. Can Bill do tonight?
John.
There's another thing written there about acetone.
Yeah.
Do a lot of squats.
On your ass.
No, that's a different ass.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Tony, no, that's not.
I do a lot of working out.
Jonesy, do you understand?
I hate you.
A teammate is in distress here.
Correct.
For you to make a foolish remark at that point seems inappropriate.
You should call Sam Pond.
No, then he would be seeking a disability benefit.
If he didn't color his nails, it never would have happened.
Is that what it is? Is it fingernails or toenails?
That's both. He does them both. Oh, wow. But it was the color that bothered him.
So you know
much.
What? That's his business.
Sorry, Jan. We don't want to make fun of why you're down.
No, I just, John, thank you for sticking your head in a bucket of water.
Yeah, really.
It was quick thinking under duress.
It saved him.
Thank you very much.
Leadership.
It did. Ava Graham, who's on the hot seat?
Well, Angelo, you had been listening to Bill Matz on the overnight, and then that inspired me to do this hot seat. Today, Dave Dombrowski's on the hot seat, brought to you by Xfinity, the fastest internet in Philadelphia, and the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Lounge. Hey, Dave, we both know what a blow it was to the team losing Bryce Harper. And you need to make something happen now.
11 years, no playoffs. I got a veteran team. All right, I'm getting Bryce back in the back end of this thing. I need some help today, and I'm ready to dangle my top prospect. You with me?
I'm with you.
You want to see Dave D to do something big soon? Big move?
He has to. If they don't do something in terms of other players from outside to replace Bryce Harper's production, I don't think they can do it. They're barely .500 with this guy, and to lose him for 2 months, I just don't think there's enough offense to make up for the rest of the deficiencies. They need help.
Help me. Help you.
Do you want to get rid of prospects that are never going to be something so I can get a real big, good player in here right now?
We got to do something. It's terrible watching as a fan.
Ah, the fan. Remember us? Oh, how fun it was all those years ago. Phillies jerseys as far as the eye could see. I want a red October, Dave.
Ending this playoff drought should be of the utmost importance to this franchise. Nothing should take precedent over it, especially considering the history of prospects with this team. Sell high. Sell high.
Well, she went. She closed with hubby. She closed with William Matz, her husband.
He's very good, little
Billy. He is good. He's doing a great job.
Is it little
He's
Billy
doing a great
Jonesy.
Job. No, he's not Little Billy. He's is William Matz.
That's his nickname.
He does a great job.
Bill Matz.
But the question becomes, Al, what would you say? I said this, and Bill said it on his show. Take your very best prospect, Andrew Painter, 19 years old, throws 100 miles an hour. He strikes out almost two batters per inning in the minor leagues. Okay. All right, Al. What are the odds he is a superstar pitcher in the Major League Baseball?
1 in 8.
I'd say 1 in 10.
Yeah.
Even now. But you know what? There's teams out there looking at those numbers going, oh, my God. 10 years ago, you know who it was?
Dominic Brown. Oh, my God. Five tools. He's so great. Most of these guys never make it all the way to the top. Mm-hmm. Most of them don't, Al. This is when you make your moves. Now, you know Dombrowski better than we do, Al, because he was in Boston.
The question is,
he will trade these guys.
Do you think you can win a World Series this year?
No.
That's probably not.
If you're talking about the top guy.
You know what, I see what you're saying. Yeah. So just getting the playoffs would not be enough.
Oh, no. It's huge to get. That's why you have to do something.
That's my point. You've got to do something. It's 11 years. Yeah.
But maybe you're not trading your very best prospect.
Yeah.
All right. Let's find out what Will of God thinks. Hi, Will.
Hey, what's up, Angelo?
What are you feeling this morning, my young brother?
Oh, man. I'm kind of tired. Got to get myself together. Go out. I'm doing a daggone tree job. I did a play on Sunday at the Commodore Barry called his tribute to Kibru.
Right, let the record show. So far, I have no idea what Will has said. Keep going, Will.
Yeah, but I just want to just, you know, have some fun a little bit. Start the day off a little different. And,
sure.
Start off with something great for the people out there and having fun.
So what did you do for us to make us have fun?
I think I might just either make up a freestyle poem or a freestyle song or whatever the heck you want me to do.
All right. Yeah. I would like you to do a freestyle poem right now about my good friend, Hall of Famer Al Morganti.
Okay. Oh, yeah. He's in the Hockey Hall of Fame now.
I think we did that last week.
Did he do one last week?
Yeah, he did.
All right. I would like you to do one about my best friend, Keith Jones. He doesn't like music. And I would like you to work that in. He does not like music, and he does not read. I would like you to do a poem about Keith Jones incorporating the fact that he does not like music and he does not read.
Okay. Oh, yeah. And don't forget, my fat person is either Lizzo or Shirley for What's Happening.
All right. You don't get to. I will take Lizzo. All right. Now, Rhea, put down Lizzo. Will, all right, Keith Jones, how about a song, because he hates music, all right? A song about Keith Jones incorporating his hatred of music and his absolute disdain for reading. Let's hear it.
All right, that's
Let's hear it.
Hey, everybody, have you heard about this guy? Name is Keith Jones. And sometimes you just ask why. You give him a book, he run like a guy. You give him a song, he's always trying to cry. But think about this brother, he always got a buck. And sometimes if you look, one day he'll be out of luck. But give him a check, he still don't know how to read. But give him a toilet, and the music makes him bleed. Keith Jones, what do we want to say? But he's here today, and today he'll be away.
All right, I don't know how you do it.
Very well done. You got a gift.
You got a gift, Will. That's all I can say. You got a gift. Stay on hold for Lizzo. That isn't easy what he did.
No, is that freestyle?
That was total freestyle. He did not come on with that written.
Nope. He's incredibly
talented. He had not written that prior to his appearance.
Hard to believe.
Go to Justin's calling from Tennessee. Hi, Justin. Justin, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead. You're in Tennessee.
yeah, I am. I agree with you guys. I think the Phillies need to make a couple moves, because once you get in, you never know what's going to happen. Because I've told everybody, you know, the Nationals done it a few years ago. The Braves were a game under 500 at the All-Star break,
and
they made a few moves that worked. You have to give this team a chance.
And you got Wheeler. Wheeler could be unhittable in the playoffs. Nola is a really starting pitcher. You got elements here, but you need to supplement them. That's what the GM's job is. I want moves right now. I don't want to wait, Justin. I want them this week.
On top of that, you need guys like Realmuto and Castellanos to step up and start earning that money that they signed for.
Absolutely.
Harper's going to be out for a long time. So these guys need to step up and help carry that load. And like I said, anything can happen once you get in. Anything.
Absolutely. So Justin, give me a fat celebrity. Who you got?
Let me confirm. Was Chris Farley said?
Yes.
Chris Farley was said very early. There's a lot of Chris's and okay. John's because I guess that's a fat name.
Yeah,
what do you got?
Yeah. What about Oprah? Oprah is
a good one.
Excellent.
That's an excellent one, Al. Now, again, there are times when she's not that heavy. Normally when she is getting a sponsorship deal where she's getting money. I'm just saying.
And I ain't mad at her.
Ladies and gentlemen, we come back. If you missed last week, we announced last week that we are going to, Jay Black is going to have a podcast called The TV Show. Mm-hmm. I have agreed to be a regular guest on that show, even beyond my retirement, because I love TV.
Mm-hmm.
Then, in a dramatic twist, Rhea Hughes was added to the podcast as our British correspondent.
Correct.
She used to live in London, and she loves British television.
I do.
However, when we return, as a tryout for Rhea Hughes, she will make a recommendation on a new TV program that she loves.
Hmm.
And I have seen it as well, and I endorse her support.
We normally don't agree on the
Rhea
same stuff.
Rhea Hughes has a hot one when we return. WIP Sports Time, 9:36. Let me tell you about poor God. Do you know right now you could turn a loss into a win with the King of Sportsbook? That's right. Place a one-game parlay wager with at least four legs on any Major League Baseball game. If all legs of the parlay hit but one, you're still going to get your stake back in free bets up to $25. Log into your account or download the app and sign up with BetMGM to take advantage of this offer all season long. Just opt into the one-game parlay insurance promotion, then place a one-game parlay wager with four legs or more on any Major League Baseball game. If you miss just one leg, you're going to receive up to $25 back in free bets. Great deal. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager in New Jersey and Pennsylvania only. New and existing customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued is non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, help is available. Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Just a quick with BetQL. You want to beat the books? The Washington Nationals have had a terrible year, which is why it's a shock to find out that they're actually the hottest team to bet on in baseball, winning 7 of their last 8 against the spread. When bad teams go on heaters, you can usually find them for plus money. So follow this trend carefully and squeeze out every penny of that nickel until it runs dry. Don't be afraid to abandon ship when they get back to their losing ways. I'm Trista Crick, helping you
hit the books.
If you have a small business, let Staples be your shipping partner.
I'm generating orders 24/7. I don't have time to ship them too.
Staples has it covered.
A one-stop shipping solution for a business that works nonstop.
Shipping materials that aren't one size fits all.
Staples has your shipping covered with packing and shipping supplies and services. And this week, get 20% off UPS Express shipping services. If you need to ship, ship at Staples, the working and learning store. N72. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
You finally got that new car, so you called your insurance company.
Your call is important to us. Please hold.
We are the tippy top, we're top insurance.
You ended that call with their jingle stuck in your head. Then, you called NJM.
Thanks for calling NJM Insurance. This is Claudia. Let's see if we can save you up to 25% on your auto insurance.
No jingles or mascots, just great insurance. Visit NJM.com for a quote.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your car today.
Donate your car today at carsforkids.org. That's cars with a K. Your car, running or not, can be picked up as soon as the next day. No title, no problem. With gas prices at all-time highs, now's the time to donate.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids.
donate your car today.
With your donation, you'll receive a tax deduction and vacation voucher, so donate today.
The future is here, and it's cookieless. If you're a marketer, you're probably not reaching as large an audience as you could be. To increase conversions, you need advertising software that's built for our changing digital landscape. With Viant's Adelphic DSP, marketers can plan, buy, and measure their results all in one place. Give your brand an average of 3 times the return on ad spend with Viant. Get started today at viantnow.com/audio. Results may vary.
Feels good.
Why does he feel good? Because he has all the hot water he needs. Now you can catch the feels with a Navien tankless hot water heater. Imagine all the hot water you want for as long as you need. No wasting money and energy. No more cutting that shower short. Just hot water all the time, every time. So feel good.
Woo!
So good. With a Navien tankless hot water heater. Visit tanklessmadesimple.com to learn more.
In this market, you'll find Fisher Investments is different than other money managers.
Different how? Aren't we all just looking for the hottest stocks?
Nope. We use diversified strategies to position our clients' portfolios for their long-term goals.
You don't just provide cookie-cutter portfolios?
No. We tailor our clients' portfolios to their goals and needs.
But you still sell investments that generate high commissions for you, right?
No, we don't sell commission-based products. We're a fiduciary, the highest standard of care for a financial advisor. It means we're obligated to act in our clients' best interest.
So when do you make more money? Only when your clients make more money?
Yep. We have one transparent management fee structured so we do better when our clients do better.
Sounds like you really look out for your clients.
We do, because our priority is helping them achieve a comfortable retirement. That might be why most of our clients come from other money managers. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
Philadelphia has traded the 23rd pick to the Memphis Grizzlies for De'Anthony Melton.
The Sixers offseason happenings happen here.
Daryl Morey moved out.
Sports Radio 94 WIP.
9:42 is the time. Ladies and gentlemen, as you know, I have great admiration for my colleague here at WIP Rhea Hughes, but we are not, definitely not on the same page, mostly with TV.
No.
Because in all honesty, Rhea Hughes is a bit of a TV snob.
I'm not a snob.
And she likes English stuff. You know, Josie, Downton Alley, stuff like that.
I've never seen
On the buses. On the buses.
A lot of that kind
Benny
of stuff.
Hill. Most of the British mystery shows come to America and they remake them here. Law and Order started over in England.
Did you see Luther?
I did not
Idris
see
Elba.
Luther.
Very good. I
like
watch
him.
It for Ruth Wilson.
Okay.
But anyway, let's get to you. All right? Because, Rhea, you have encountered a TV program that you are head over heels with.
Well, it was recommended to us by Jay Black.
Well, he is knowledgeable.
Yes, he's very. So I said, you know what? I'm going to check it out. So it's called The Bear on Hulu, and it stars Jeremy Allen White. He was on Shameless. He stars as Carmi, who's kind of the lead, but it's an ensemble cast. Now, he comes back to Chicago. He's like a world-famous chef, young chef. But his brother's dead, so he's going to take over his brother's sandwich shop. I thought it was a reality show, the first 10 to 15 minutes of the first episode, because it is chaotic. It is raw. I mean, there the scenes between Carmi and his cousin, not his cousin, Richie, I lost track of the F-bombs. I mean, it's hard to follow their conversation sometimes, but I absolutely imagine what it's like to work in a kitchen, watching all that. The cast is great. They've got this young talent, Sydney. She's amazing. Marcus, who's into desserts. And I will just tell you, how many episodes are you in, Ange?
2.
Okay. Episode 4 begins with a scene involving donut making that is nothing short of food porn.
Jonesy,
I mean,
no, the whole show is food porn.
No, the whole show, make sure you eat before you watch it because you want a sandwich. I mean, we have...
sandwich, yeah!
Well, we have cheesesteaks here. They have, like, you know, they're like the beef thing. But no, the opening scene, because it's Marcus, he's the one who does all the dessert stuff. It involves the making of donuts. It's like 2 minutes of absolute food porn. I was like, I wanted to get up and drive to Dunkin' Donuts at 9 o'clock last night and literally have a donut.
Let me tell you how right you are. Rotten Tomatoes, which comprised of critics and audience, it's got a 100 critic rating.
Wait, 100?
All 21 critics love it. And of the people that have seen it, 97% give it thumbs up.
Al, I think you would even love it because
it is the story of a man making roast beef sandwiches.
Hard to believe that that's a hit.
No, Al.
I love it.
I'm telling you, when he finally gets the sandwich made,
so he has to come up with it.
And he even shows the guy how to make the bread right.
Yeah.
And then he pours the juice on it.
Oh, juice!
You want food porn? I'm telling you, Rhea, I almost ate my Barca Lounger. It's so, Jonesy, it's hardcore food porn.
I love that.
But I will say this, do not watch it with you, because at one point Clark came into the room and I couldn't hit the remote fast enough.
The language is not great. Yeah, language is strong, but
it's
the kitchen culture. It's a lot of intensity.
And you hate everything, I think you would like it.
Donuts,
it's really good.
Al, episode 4 is the donuts.
Those shows are great. I love food.
It's called,
I like food movies.
Again, it's called The Bear. It appears on FX,
but
I'm seeing it on Hulu.
That's where I'm watching
without the ads. So plan accordingly.
So it's cheeseburger,
fantastic.
Cheeseburger.
Al.
No, Al, it's...
Al, would you stop with this?
Why are you diminishing it?
Dude, you'd realize every day you come in here to disrespect us.
It just happens.
These are tips. You could... It's
I have a
28
to take
minutes.
Care of.
It's 28.
Yeah, it's only 28 minutes. Watch one episode and tell me you don't like it.
Yeah.
It is done with handhelds and tracking shots, and it's very, very, very riveting.
He doesn't like food.
No,
like Al is one of the few people in the world that does not
would
like food.
Eat that sandwich.
No, he wouldn't.
They poured the juice on
it. He won't do it. He's the worst guy to take to dinner. He's awful.
Ange, how about the scene where his sister was making the chicken piccata?
Oh, the chicken piccata.
I was like, oh my God, I got to have it.
Oh, the chicken piccata.
Chicken with lemon.
It was nice.
And capers.
It was nice. Yeah. Let me tell you right now. I was making groaning noises and my wife came out and wondered what was going on.
Yeah, because you were moving.
I hate when I can't disagree with you. It was that good.
Doug is on live from Dallas. Hi, Doug.
Hello, guys. How y'all doing?
As always,
it's a great day to be an Eagle in Dallas.
All right, so Doug, tell me. I'm nervous right now because the Eagles didn't practice the way the other teams did. You think they're going to be good this year?
Well, that bothers me too. I think they're going to be good this year. I'm thinking around 10, 11 wins, something like that. I mean, with the way the talent, the way the offseason did, with the additions they made and everything else, and plus with Sirianni not calling the plays and being pass happy all the time, I think it's got a lot of good things to be think positive about.
All right, Doug, what about – this is even a more critical question. Are the Eagles a better team now than the Cowboys?
Oh, heck yeah.
All right. He's from Dallas, so he would know.
Without question.
Great.
They're a better team than Dallas.
Right. Why do you still live there? That's a horrible city.
Well, here's the deal. I grew up here, and actually I converted to the Eagles, if you can believe that.
Right. Do you have kids?
Wow.
Do you have kids?
No, I do. I have a stepdaughter.
All right. Is she an Eagles fan?
No, she likes the Packers.
Hold on. This is a great thing. You got a family with a Packer fan and an Eagle fan living in Dallas, Doug?
Yes, sir.
That's a weird family. What about your wife? What's she root for?
Well, she likes Green Bay. I have no problem with that. But she also likes the Oklahoma Sooners, like that lousy bum Skip Bayless. So
he's awful. I like it. Doug, give me a fat celebrity.
Well, I'd say either Andy Reid or Jabba the Hutt.
You only get one. No, I will accept
the
first one you said. Rhea put down Andy Reid. Andy Reid lasted till the final segment. Mm-hmm. Matt's on the line. Hi, Matty.
How's it going this morning?
Matt, Seth Joyner is gone. Give me your thoughts.
Yeah, I honestly couldn't believe it. I mean, I'm a big fan of his, and you know, I think he's going to be irreplaceable. I know some people had mentioned Ike Reese. I don't know if he would be that critical.
I need a guy who's bitchy. The one thing about even after wins, Matt, Seth would rip somebody. I like that. Because when I'm watching a game, I'm highly critical. And then I put on Seth and he goes, well, it was a fine win, but I don't know what they were thinking in the secondary, in the second half. They were playing way off the receiver. And then he'd do a whole riff on that. Ike is always very positive. I like critical people.
That's why we're friends.
Them guys, the chemistry that them guys had together was just incredible. It's going to be hard to replace.
Very true. Matt, give me a fat celebrity.
Melissa McCarthy.
All right, and let me tell you something, Mal.
She's very funny.
Great.
She's very, very
she's
funny.
She's very talented. She has one problem now. She has decided, because she loves her husband,
right,
to do stuff her husband is writing and producing.
Okay.
And he stinks.
Who is
Is that why all of her stuff have been stink bombs?
Ben Falcone is his name. Oh. And he's a nice man, I'm sure.
She's a nice
but he's
wife.
But he's a no talent.
Oh. Oh,
and, and she keeps doing bad projects.
No wonder
projects.
You like Seth.
What's that?
No.
You know, you're right. I was praising Melissa McCarthy,
hell?
And I attacked her husband.
Yeah,
see
right.
what I mean?
Yeah.
That's the way it's done.
Yeah. Well, it's not normal.
It can't be normal. Is that
no,
normal?
It's not
normal. No way that's normal.
Not at all. Scary.
I need help.
Yes.
Joel is up next. Joel, you're up from the Northeast.
Beautiful day, guys and gals in the city.
Who's a How fat celebrity, Joe?
Well, first of all, I just wanted to say, because Dale's going in the Hall of Fame,
yeah.
You should be absolutely in the Radio Hall of Fame, you fat pig.
that is but so perfect.
I'm sorry you said that. I had to spit
no,
that
I love that. Joe, do you understand? As you were saying it, Joe Conklin walked in, and it was like he thought you were doing a tribute to Carmen. It was perfect.
I was totally Carmen. I'm going to go Fats Domino, please.
Fats Domino. Well, he's going back to the original. Do you understand the new movie out, Elvis, Al? Elvis patterned his early work on Fats Domino.
And his later meals.
Yeah. And I would hate to tell that caller that he missed a golden opportunity.
He did?
Fat pig.
Oh, okay.
You.
Yeah. All right. Ed, I need a fat pig.
Ed, Roseanne Barr.
Roseanne Barr.
Yeah, that ties in.
She's heavy. Moses, I need a large celebrity.
Aretha Franklin.
All oh right. My God!
Aretha
yes.
Franklin, Annie, give me a large celebrity.
Elvis
Presley himself.
Yes.
Vince, you get last crack.
Jackie Gleason.
I love it. How did he end every show he did, Vince?
And away we go. I think it was
absolutely sensational. Rhea, are you ready?
Hold on. That's
there's five
I'm
of
ready.
Them.
I'm
there's
ready.
Five of them.
I'm
number
ready.
Five. Aaron Nola Phillies jersey desktop cornhole game. It's a mini game that you can play right at your desk while you're pretending you work.
Chris Christie.
Number four, a limited edition Kelly Green Jason Kelsey t-shirt. Join us tomorrow 6 to 10 at Patty's Green right on Landis Avenue in Sea Isle.
This is perfect. Andy Reid.
Number three, pair of tickets, see the Phils against the Cardinals on Saturday. Kids 14 and under get a PIP cooling headband. For tickets, go to phillies.com.
John Candy.
Yep. Number two gets a $50 Visa gift card.
Aretha Franklin, a late entry in there.
Number one.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Suck it to me.
Number one gets a Jason Kelsey signed Eagles jersey, and he will be down there from 4 to 8 at the Ocean Drive in Seattle. He'll be guest bartending with proceeds to the Eagles Autism
Hell
Foundation.
Yeah!
When you have your own nickname, the Round Mound of Rebound, Charles Barkley.
Wow. That's beautiful. Always good because his weight fluctuates. All right, listen, Rhea just alluded to this. Tomorrow morning, plan your morning around this. We are going to be at OSHA Drive or right next to it. What's the name of that place right next to it?
Patty's Green.
It's part of the same complex.
So Poorhouse is the restaurant that Patty's Green is attached to.
Very nice.
That is where we'll be. It is outside. You'll be able to actually even see us from Landis. And then that night, they will be at the Ocean Drive. They're all owned by the same people.
Now, listen, if you get there really early, you will get to see a brief celebrity appearance by Bentley Cataldi, my dog. Al Morganti will achieve a urine sample from Bentley
I'm
in
an
the
animal
6
expert.
O'clock hour. You will do. You're guaranteeing this.
Your guarantee won't be a problem, be an issue. Right. You're making too big a deal. It's simple.
There'll be a brief lull between Bentley and our marquee guest, Jason Kelce.
Ah.
And Jason will be there from 8 to 10.
Yeah.
We're going to have giveaways. Your kids are invited. It's outside.
Yep.
Come on by. We're going to have a ball there. It should be a ton of fun. Come out. And I'll be honest with you. I'm there to honor my favorite athlete in the city right now, Jason Kelce.
Two hungry dogs.
Two hungry dogs.
Yeah.
And who knows, there'll probably be food and everything. Plan accordingly. Get there early. Watch Al get a urine sample. I want to thank you today.
Wait.
It's time to do a wrap.
Thank you so much to Wawa for dropping off our Wawa hoagies a little early, as Wawa Welcome to America is tomorrow. And they will be serving 8 tons, 20,000 hoagies at Independence Mall. The first 7,000 hoagies built will go to Phil Abundance. Then from 10 to 11 a.m., the 3,000 hoagies will be handed out to the Heroes Police Athletic League, so PAL in Philadelphia, and the Veterans Multi-Service Center. And then the rest of those hoagies are free to the public at noon tomorrow at Independence Hall. 13 years of Wawa's Hoagie Day celebrations. Brought to you by Armin Chevrolet, brand new Silverados in stock, ready for immediate delivery, and all discounted below MSRP. Find new roads at arminchevy.com. Is it harder for you to be a sports fan now than it was 10 years ago? 57% say yes. And lastly, line of the day came from Jonesy.
There's another thing written there about acetone.
Yeah.
Do a lot of squats.
That's a different ass.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Have a fine day.
Why do you encourage that?
I love.
There were a ton of witty comments. You take an ass reference?
Yeah, ass.
That's it, Josie? What are you paying her?
I'm going to do a squat.
Please don't. Get out of here.
I'll bet you are. Our studio assistants today, Ava Graham and Kyle Quinn. In studio guests, NASA correspondent Clifford Lentz. Our Cinder fella today was Butch from Antioch. Our producer, Joseph A. Wechter Jr. Joe DeCavage, our Richie, coming up next. How do we do today?
I wouldn't mind this show if they just got rid of one thing.
What's that?
Me?
Damn Wechter.